Richard St. Barbe Baker. Was born in October 9th, 1889, died in June 82. Richard St. Barbe Baker was the world's greatest forester. He was responsible for the planting of more trees than anyone else in history. He was also among the first ecologists to draw public attention to the global dimensions of deforestation and desert encroachment. In Kenya, in 1922, with the help of 3,000 Kikuyu warriors, he launched the Men of the Trees, which became an international movement that advanced tree planting and conservation in 108 countries. He conceived the Civilian Conservation Corps for the U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt and helped lead the efforts that saved the California coastal redwoods. He traveled the world as an advocate for trees and to share his plan for reclaiming the Sahara Desert through tree planting. He died at age 92 while on a global tour to promote environmental awareness. The message of the Man of the Trees becomes more important with each passing day. While I was at Findhorn in 1979, there I met the legendary Man of the Trees, Richard St. Barbe Baker. By the time I met him, he was in his 90s, a beautiful man in his old age, emanating the uprightness, calmness, and solidity of big trees. From early childhood, his passion was to plant trees, and he planted literally millions of them throughout his busy and productive life, all over the world. During his talk at Findhorn, he led a meditation of a special kind. He asked us to imagine that each one of us is a tree. We stretched our arms as if we were trees, while our feet were solidly grounded in the earth, as the roots of a tree are. For St. Barbe Baker, to be in touch with the forest was a form of religion. Each tree was a form of altar for him. We must develop a similar spirit of reverence and empathy for the trees and forests, for they are true sanctuaries. Forests are the temples. Trees are the altars. We are the priests serving the forest gods. We are also the priests serving the inner temple. Treat yourself as if you were an inner temple, and you will come close to the God which resides within. To walk through life as if you were in one enormous temple, this is the secret of grace. Nature in its essence is the embodiment of my name, the maker, the creator. Its manifestations are diversified by varying causes, and in this diversity, there are signs for men of discernment. Nature is God's will and is its expression in and through the contingent world. I have the dream of the whole earth made green again, and earth healed and made whole through the efforts of children. Children of all nations planting trees to express their special understanding of the earth as their home. Children of all races holding hands, circling the earth, expressing and celebrating their special understanding of all children as their brothers and sisters. Thank you. cannot segregate the human heart from the environment outside of us and say that once one of these is reformed, everything will be improved. Man is organic with the world. His inner life molds the environment and is itself also deeply affected by it. The one changes, the one acts upon the other, and every abiding change in the life of man is the result of these mutual reactions. Peculiar organism of unlimited kindness and benevolence that makes no demands for its sustenance and extends generously the products of its life activity. It affords protection to all beings, offering shade even to the axeman who destroys it. O my God, O my God, unite the hearts of thy servants and reveal to them thy great purpose. May they follow thy commandments and abide in their law. Help them, O God, in their endeavor and grant them strength to serve thee. O God, leave them not by themselves, but guide their steps by the light of thy knowledge and cheer their hearts by thy love. Verily, thou art their helper and their Lord. In the stillness of the mighty woods, man is made aware of the divine.